Get ready to hear the truth about America on a show that's not immune to the facts with your host, Dan Bongino.
Again, thanks to the terrific audience. You all are so loving and caring for sending me all these emails and Facebook messages asking how we're doing. I assure you, on the East Coast here, I should be very specific. The Northeast Coast is going to have some issues. The Southeast Coast, where I am, in South Florida, Martin County, we're okay. Some winds, but nothing over here. But the West Coast of Florida and the Orlando area and Jacksonville area and Northern Florida on the east side are getting slammed, folks. You know, prayers matter. When I say I'm going to pray for someone, I mean it. I did it last night. I pray for them to get the strength to deal with the obstacles ahead in their lives. But people got slammed over in the Naples, Fort Myers area, Cape Coral. Forgive me. It's just a lot to deal with. I have a cousin over there who I mentioned yesterday in the radio show. She's a first cousin of mine. She's dealt with a lot in the last few years of her life. It's been she just moved down to Florida. I mean, just moved down here a little bit ago and, you know, finds herself in the heart of this thing in Estero. And it's just a really bad situation. We're going to help her out, obviously. But it's just a lot to deal with for the folks down here, folks. You can tell a lot of people are pretty banged up about this down here. Everybody's checking in on each other. We're doing our best. I'll have an update on that coming up later, including a really troubling appearance on, was it Good Morning America, by the Lee County Sheriff. Lee County is in that area over there, where he said something that really kind of blew my mind. But I'll get to that in a minute. Today's show brought to you by ExpressVPN. Using your computer without ExpressVPN is like checking your bags in an airport without a lock. Most of the time, you're probably okay, but why take the chance? Get a VPN. Go to expressvpn.com/Bongino. Again, welcome to the show today. I've got that, including an update on what I find, and I hope you feel the same way. Based on the feedback on yesterday's show, it appears many of you do. Who the hell bombed this pipeline, the Nord Stream pipeline? There have been more developments in this story. Folks, this is important. I mean, it's not hyperbolic to say that this could be the flashpoint to another global world war. This is really serious, and it's escalating fast, even this morning as I was putting the show together. I had to update this segment. As I said, today's show brought to you by ExpressVPN. When you use the bathroom, you close the door behind you, right? You don't want random passersby looking in on you, so why would you let people look in on you when you go online? Using the internet without ExpressVPN is like going to the bathroom and not closing the door. Don't do it. Did you know that your internet service provider knows every single website you visit? What's worse, they can sell the information to ad companies and tech giants who will use your data to target you. ExpressVPN creates a secure encrypted tunnel between your device and the internet so your online activity can't be seen by anyone. I use ExpressVPN on all my devices because it's really easy. It works on phones, laptops, and routers. Using ExpressVPN is as easy as closing the bathroom door, fire up the app, click one button, you're protected. It's that simple. ExpressVPN is the world's number one rated VPN by Mashable, The Verge, and countless others. Secure yourself today at expressvpn.com/Bongino. Use my exclusive link, expressvpn.com/Bongino, E-X-P-R-E-S-S, and get an extra 3 months free. That's expressvpn.com/Bongino. Thanks, ExpressVPN. All right, Joe, let's go.
Here we go, bro. Here we go.
Yes, sir. A lot to cover today. A lot going on. So first, do you remember this? I want to give you an update on the Big Brother surveillance state we live in. There were a couple of segments I've done on my Fox show there Saturday night at 9. Appreciate you all tuning into that, by the way. I did a segment last week, or maybe the week before, it all kind of blends in right now, asking what's the difference between the United States and the Chinese Communist Party surveillance state. And I provided a series of examples showing how the United States, a supposed constitutional republic, is doing the exact same damn thing to spy on you. Yes, you, the one I'm pointing at in the camera. Sorry, I know pointing, use the arrow hand instead is impolite. They are spying on you. You call it whatever you want. Looking in on, watching, peeking, glaring. I don't care what euphemisms games you play. You, many of you, not all of you, but many of you are unknowingly being spied on by your government without a warrant. I compared it in the opening monologue of that show, the China surveillance state, with the United States, because it's real and it's getting worse. And no one on the left side of the aisle who used to be our allies, Joe, you remember the hippies of the 60s. They were like, bro, the man, bro, the man's coming for you.
Wow. Yeah.
They remember that they are the man now. They love the man.
Yeah.
They love the FBI and the CIA spying on their political opponents. It is like the weirdest freaking thing I've ever seen. I'm so hot on this because I'm terrified, having had a badge and a gun myself for the United States government that enabled me to take your freedom and possibly your life in a deadly force situation. This concerns me. We also had whistleblower from the FBI, Kyle Serafin, suspended agent on. And I asked him this specific question. Do you remember this? He said this, and then you're going to read this. I'm going to show you this story next. And let me show you, the guy's not making this up. Check this out. So it's quite possible there are people out there who have some of these files on them. And because it's not a criminal case with the, you know, the disclosure requirements once you get to court and all, you may never know.
It's not quite possible. It's absolutely the case.
I was asking him about intelligence cases opened up on American citizens. Is it possible American citizens have intelligence files by the FBI that are still being added to, who are still being investigated and have no idea? He says, it's not quite possible. It is. Keep in mind, the FBI, watch the whistleblower interview part one and two. Many of you have seen it. It's got over 500,000 views on Rumble alone. If you haven't, please watch it. Rumble.com/Bongino. Please, please watch it. He talks about how the FBI moved from a criminal investigative agency investigating bank robberies, kidnappings, that kind of stuff, into an intelligence agency. That's their priority now. What's the benefit of that? I don't want to keep hammering this, but you need to understand the benefit of that is on the criminal side, you have to close the case out eventually. Eventually, Joe, I've got to go to court and get an arrest warrant or a search warrant in front of a judge and say, here's what I got on Joe. And then close it out if I have nothing. That doesn't happen on the intel side. I can investigate Joe forever. Here's what spurred me to talk about this again for like the seventh or eighth day in a row because I'm so concerned about these cases. Aaron Kligman, Just the News. Please read this in the newsletter. Bongino.com/newsletter. Sign up today. I'll get you these articles. You need to see them. It's free, of course. Just the News. Big Brother watching? Government agencies are buying cell phone and internet data to track Americans? Oh, they are. They note a growing partnership between third-party data brokers and law enforcement agencies is raising alarm bells among civil liberties lawyers. Oh, yeah, where are the lefties on this? Where are they? To be fair, because I do actual reporting here, unlike journalists, there is a small pocket of lefties that occasionally come out and start to see the damage here. I don't know if you guys have noticed it, but the ACLU has been like quietly creeping back into this stuff. I think they realize their reputation as a civil liberties entity is finished. Everybody associated with liberalism. So I think to maintain some semblance of credibility, they're gently creeping back into this when they should be leading the way. But this Electronic Freedom Foundation or whatever, EFF, this group, they obtained a trove of records through a FOIA, Freedom of Information Act request, on local state police departments, as well as federal entities. Remember what Kyle said? There are people out there who are being investigated by the FBI on intelligence matters, e-Guardian cases, and you have no idea. So a trove of records they purchased on cell phone tracking tools that can monitor people's movements going back months in time. This is a homing beacon. Your cell phone, the one I'm pointing to on my desk, it's a homing beacon. The tool they're purchasing from, you ever heard of this, folks? Fog Reveal, like foggy weather.
No, I never heard of that one.
I never heard of it either. The tool Fog Reveal is a product of the company Fog Data Science, which claims it has, quote, billions of data points about, quote, over 250 million devices that can be used to learn where people work, live, and associate. Again, going back to my Fox monologue on China's surveillance state versus ours, what's the difference? Now, you may say, Dan, federal, state, and local law enforcement agencies, it's good that they can access this information. I don't disagree. Hold on. My civil liberties friends out there, don't get crazy. Jump down my throat. I'm not done. As long as you get a warrant. Get a warrant. My kid, God forbid, doesn't happen, is kidnapped. I would really like to know that the FBI can call up. Wouldn't you all? Anyone here? I mean, Joe loves his kids. Although I doubt anyone want to kidnap little Joe. I'd probably be a bad. Joe wind up kidnapping him. The guy'd call the cops. But that's for another day. Little, you don't want to kidnap little Joe. I'm going to work out well for you. Having said that, kidnap someone. I'd like to know the FBI can call up a magistrate judge in an emergency situation. Say, Judge, I want to swear out a search warrant. We're going to need this information. Okay, what do you got? We have a report, this license plate, whatever. Car comes back to this. This person may have kidnapped X, Y, and Z. We'd like to get location data from Foggerfield. Terrific. I have a phone. I've checked the terms on many of them. Fine. I have no problem with that. No problem at all. You got a murder case? You want to geo-track and locate who was in the area? You have a specific suspect? I want blanket stuff on everyone. Specific suspect? You have an idea? Get a warrant. Here's the problem with that story. You need to read it. A lot of this is being done without a warrant. Without a warrant. I'll ask you again for the umpteenth time, what's the difference then between us and the Chinese surveillance state? Folks, we're crossing red lines every day, so much so now that it's difficult to categorize anymore what a red line is. Remember the difference. The difference between a representative democracy, parliamentary system, a constitutional republic, even a direct democracy, although few exist, a direct democracy and all of those entities where people do have voting power, even if voting power is not necessarily democratic. You get what I mean with a direct democracy. The difference between them and a totalitarian state, don't ever forget this, is the difference between a personal and a public self. In a system where democratic values are widespread and in the bloodstream and the heart rate of that society, right? There is a personal self. When you go in your house and you're in your house in your private space and there is an REP, that is a legal term, a reasonable expectation of privacy, you can reasonably expect the government isn't watching you. Or look it up. REP is a real thing. I didn't just make that up. It's used to categorize curtilage and areas you'd expect privacy. In a totalitarian system, you can expect no privacy because the government can spy on you anytime. What's the difference from the story I just told you? Anything? No. You know there isn't. Here's the good news. Be in my newsletter as well. 30 ex-FBI agents stand up to support the whistleblower who exposed the agency's political bias. This is a Miranda Devine piece. It's about Stephen Friend, another FBI whistleblower. Folks, people are starting to speak out. I'd like to see more, but I'll take it. This is good news, chest out, chin up. People are starting to speak up. Kyle Serafin, Steve Friend, they've had enough of this bull stuff. You can figure out the rest. All right, moving on. The story's just, again, this astonishes me that we've allowed this to happen. And where's the left? You know, the hippies said, the John Lennon crowd in the 60s. Hey, man, peace, love, and happiness. Fight the man. You are the man, bro. You are the man now. You are the man. Just accept it. You are the man. You were, you know, even in the 90s, a Rage Against the Machine grunge crowd. You are the machine now. You're the machine. Maybe Intel Ops should refocus on some stuff, Joe. It's not like we're in the middle of World War III starting or anything. Maybe we should take our Intel people and get them away from January 6th trespassers with air quotes and start doing things like stopping World War III. Just an idea, fellas. Good idea, you think? Let's try to stop World War III. Yeah, I'd say so. Global thermonuclear explosion. Not my idea of a good time. I don't want to be Viggo Mortensen in The Road. One round left in the pistol. You ever see that movie? Not good. Not good. Don't want to do that because I don't want to get dead. Number one rule of Dan Bongino show. What do I mean? Maybe Intel should start focusing on who blew up the damn Nord Stream pipeline. Great article in the Washington Examiner about just this. The mystery deepens. So the Nord Stream pipeline, for those who need a quick, short abstract refresher, it is a pipeline from Russia to Germany under the Baltic Sea. It delivers natural gas. It is a huge conduit for energy to Europe from Russia. Russia produces it, gives it to Europe through Germany. Very simple. Folks, the thing was blown up. The pipeline, however, is 300 feet below the Baltic Sea. This isn't the kind of thing You don't listen. I've got some experience in the security space. I was not in the military. However, I have some familiarity with this kind of stuff from people who've reached out to me. Let's just leave it at that. This isn't the kind of op where you take a guy out on a raft, Joe, with a, and remember the, remember fireworks, remember M80s and Blockbusters,
oh, yeah.
And you go and you duct tape it to it. That's not the way this works, folks. That's not the way this happens. This was a sophisticated operation to destroy this pipeline. The question now is who the hell did it? Was it the United States? Was it Russia? Was it Ukraine? Was it Finland? Was it a NATO country? The Washington Examiner is a great piece, again, in the newsletter if you'd like to check it out. Who could be behind the Nord Stream pipeline sabotage? Was it us? U.S. us? They note submersive vehicles would be required to reach the pipeline. Submersive vehicles. And an explosion of the recorded magnitude would most likely have come from placed explosives per an analysis from the Asia Times. Wasn't an accident, folks. However, the timeline for the explosives placement is unknown, as there have been no reports of submarines or underwater vehicles detected in the Baltic Sea as of now. They hold that in your head, because I got a report coming up later from CNN, so take it with a grain of salt. Folks, this again, this is not the kind of thing you just waltz in and tape a firecracker. We're talking about a massive multi-ton steel pipe that is super thick, 300 feet below the water. You don't just parachute in with an M80 and do this. This was a sophisticated op. Very few countries could have pulled off undetected. A lot of countries could have pulled it off detected, undetected. Sonar, readings, not visuals. Nobody saw anything. Nobody finds this kind of weird? Now, again, I don't have the answer. If I had a leaker who told me it and I thought it wouldn't harm national security and get my kids and everyone else killed, I'd tell you. Having said that, I'm not stupid either. A reason I am leaning towards we may have had a role in this, even if we didn't do it, we may have known about it and assisted with technology, is because of this story that popped this morning in Fox News by Caitlin McFaul. Americans should flee Russia immediately. Could be conscripted, the U.S. Embassy urges. Wait, what? The State Department's warning Americans could be forced to fight in Ukraine if they don't immediately leave Russia. Folks, I've spent a lot of time in our embassy in Moscow. A lot. I know the building very well and the country very well. I understand. Christopher Steele likely accused me at this point going forward of being a Russian spy in conjunction with Hillary Clinton. I kid. I hope not, but you never know with these guys, right? Don't you find that strange? Nord Stream pipeline is bombed by a sophisticated advanced technology country who did it undetected as far as we know. And then immediately after that, the United States Intel operation puts out this warning saying that the Russians may now hold U.S. dual citizens hostage and basically take U.S. citizens and throw them to the front line to fight for Russia. Where am I going with this? Could be an action reaction thing. If we did it, the Russians at this point would likely know about it. You don't think it's odd that this just happened yesterday? The Russians probably said, give them the double-barreled middle finger and let's go take their people and go stick them on the front lines as payback. Could be coincidence. However, I've been around this business long enough to not believe in coincidences. Could be the United States. Well, could it be Russia? Did Russia sabotage their own pipeline? Certainly possible. Russia knows, we know, that it's unlikely they would sabotage their own pipeline, which gives Russia a good reason to sabotage their own pipeline. Right. If they were looking for a reason to, right, Joe? If yeah. Think about it. You're Vladimir Putin. You want to escalate this war because you're losing. You need a reason to escalate. You need a reason to escalate and drop a tactical nuke to turn the tide, but you still want to win the PR war. You say to your people, they would never believe we'd attack our own pipeline. Let's blow up our own pipeline. knowing they won't think it's us, and then let's blame it on them to escalate. Oh, that would never happen. Really? Listen to me. There's a pretty darn strong likelihood not only could that happen, but it may have happened. Russia could have done this. Rachel Schilke in this piece notes this. She says, however, Russia would have little to gain from sabotaging the pipelines. Russia's state-owned Gazprom owns 51% of the Nord Stream pipelines, with European countries holding the remaining 49. They name the other countries as well, Germany, the Netherlands, and Paris. However, now you're saying, Dan, you just made the case through this article that Russia likely wouldn't have been involved in this with this ownership stake. Yeah, but they know, we know, they have an ownership stake. They got to game this out. What leads me to believe it could be Russia? Well, this is CNN, so take this with a very big grain of salt. A grain of salt the size of this Secret Service coin we have here in the shape of the old badge. That was the original Secret Service badge we were in Treasury. The one I remember. I have mine sitting right up there. I should show you that sometime. It's really cool, my original Secret Service badge. CNN. European security officials observed Russian Navy ships in vicinity of Nord Stream pipeline leaks. Now, keep in mind, look who's in the byline of this piece. Natasha Bertrand, tool of the deep state. I know we're going pro, con, back and forth, but we're doing actual reporting here where I want to give you the pros and the cons, who did it, who may have done it, who didn't do it, and I'm going to give you all the information. You can figure it out yourself. What I'm getting at is if Natasha Bertrand is reporting it, it was likely a leak from the agency, the CIA or elsewhere, who know they need a quote machine and a useful idiot, so they'll tell Bertrand knowing she'll print it. In other words, if we were involved, it'd be really great to get people to believe Russia did it and to leak it to Bertrand that the EU saw Russians in the area. All right, take a quick break. And the other side of this, I'll get to some other suspects in this. It may not just be the U.S. and Russia. Mizzen and Main. Folks, you got to check out Mizzen and Main. M-I-Z-Z-E-N-M-A-I-N. Mizzen and Main. They're the inventors of the performance fabric dress shirts. If you follow me on Instagram or True Social or Facebook, where I post pictures of me and Paula out, I typically have a Mizzen and Main shirt on. Is there anything worse than being uncomfortable? Mizzen and Main doesn't think so. Mizzen and Main, that's why they made the most lightweight, breathable, moisture-wicking dress shirt that you can buy. Their high-performance dress shirts look great, and they're warm in winter and cool in the summer. Think of their clothing as your secret weapon for any occasion. I'm really confident if you give Mizzen and Main a try, you'll never go back to conventional men's clothing again. I get a lot of great feedback on it. People want to look good, but they want to be comfortable. I can tell you firsthand that Mizzen and Main's dress shirts are actually the best shirts I've ever worn. I have them on in my pictures. I've never felt fabric like it before. Possibly the best part of their dress shirts is they're machine washable. It's no more expensive trips to the dry cleaner. It's time to toss your stiff dress shirts away and get Mizzen and Main. You're going to love them. They are super stylish and they feel amazing. They are the best damn dress shirts money can buy. Check out Mizzen and Main right now. If you go to mizzenandmain.com and use promo code Dan, you'll receive $35 off any regular price order of $125 or more. Pick up a whole week's worth of dress shirts there. They look good and they feel great. That's $35 off when you go to mizzenandmain.com, M-I-Z-Z. E-N, Mizzen, A-N-D, and Main, M-A-I-N, MizzenandMain.com, and use our promo code Dan. Thanks, Mizzen and Main. We appreciate it. If you're looking for a firearm that's easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from Henry Repeating Arms. It's a portable rifle you can put together and take apart in a few minutes. And then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case it comes in. It's so small, it can be stored anywhere, in a go bag, anywhere. It's light enough to carry everywhere. Comes in black and two different camo patterns. You can pick one up for $300 to $400, depending on the finish. You can watch a few videos at henryusa.com/survival. And while you're there, be sure to order their free catalog. Henry makes more than 200 rifles, shotguns, and revolvers, and they're all made in America, backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website. It's henryusa.com and be sure to order a free catalog. They'll send it with free decals and a list of dealers in your area. That's henryusa.com for a free catalog and decals and to see the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle. Okay. Some more possible suspects in this. One is Ukraine. As they note in the Examiner piece, Russia has pointed the finger at Ukraine. Well, that's convenient. I mean, again, you got to take all this with a grain of salt, but balance equities. Ukraine's currently a NATO partner country. If Ukraine were found to be behind the explosions of the pipelines, which belong half of them to the EU, by the way, Joe, which provide energy to the NATO states, it could affect Ukraine's relationship with the organization and its potential for membership in Ukraine itself, something the country's aiming to achieve. You got to balance this out. Could it be Ukraine? Let me see. If I were trying to drag NATO into the fight to help me and our Ukrainian, Joe, I'd be really pissed off, right? If a pipeline got bombed that starved EU countries and NATO countries of energy.
Mm-hmm.
If Ukraine were trying to drag NATO countries into it, you might want to bomb their pipeline. So they say, look at this. The Russians bombed their pipeline. Conveniently, CNN sees the Russians in the area right around the same time. Are they trying to drag NATO into the fight, Ukraine? Well, what leads me to believe Ukraine could possibly be involved? Well, I saw this pop this morning, too. NATO formally blamed sabotage for Nord Stream pipeline damage. Military alliance said it would be prepared to defend its infrastructure from attacks in a significant ratcheting up of tensions between Russia and the West. Man, if I was trying to drag NATO in, that worked like a charm. They release a statement right away. What if NATO was looking to be dragged in? Finally, one more potential suspect here. Finland. While not a major power like Russia in the U.S., as noted in the Examiner piece, Finland entered a conflict with Russia over its decision to join NATO. Russia promptly cut off natural gas exports to Finland in May of this year, as well as electricity, ending the country's 50 years of importing. Finland's entry into NATO was ratified on Tuesday. Put that all together, folks. It is like a game of Clue. There are a lot of suspects. I believe the leading two are us and Russia. You have to balance equities. We'll find out soon. But this could be the start of something really, really serious. Okay, I can't think of a more dangerous combination given everything that's going on with this pipeline, the potential escalation into World War III, than escalating into nuclear war with nuclear-powered enemies like China and Russia with a guy in the White House who clearly, folks, again, to the libs, the verdict is in. The guy is absolutely, Joe Biden, of course, cognitively impaired. You can argue all you want. I love a good debate. Argue it yourself. You look like idiots. There's a seat over there. Just sit down and stay quiet. You look really stupid. You're going to vote liberal anyway. I'm not trying to convince you to vote for anyone. I know you're crazy. I'm just telling you, you continuing to insist Joe Biden has his mental faculties makes you look like you have a psychopathology yourself. The evidence is everywhere that the guy has no idea anymore who he was even 10 years ago. Can you think of a more dangerous combination? Cognitively impaired commander-in-chief of the world's most powerful military, the United States. Potential nuclear war. And a guy who, he doesn't even know who's alive or dead. Before I even get to that. Here's Biden yesterday. And again, this is not funny. This guy is the commander in chief. We are in a really dangerous spot. There is nothing even remotely humorous about this. It is deeply concerning. Here's video. I'm sorry for those of you listening audio only. There's some audio at the end, but I'll describe it for you. Biden's on stage, again, clueless. He has no idea where to go. You can see it in his face. Now, having been an agent, and having done these sites, I've said this now 5 or 6 times. The president, they have footsteps. They know exactly where to go. They are briefed on everything. How do I know? Because I've been there. Mr. President, you're going to go here, step up to the podium. You're going to break right. You're going to wave. This guy's in the crowd. Wave to him. You're going to do a little grip and grin on the rope line. They even tell him the direction. You're going to go right to left. We're going to exit stage right and back. Everything is scripted. Please trust me. Everything is scripted. How is it that this guy always at the end of his speech forgets what he's supposed to do? The answer is obvious. He's cognitively impaired. Here, look, it happened again. Check this out.
Mr. President, thank you. At the end of such a momentous event, the word thank you seems kind of inadequate. But for all the millions whose lives will be saved, for the communities where life will be transformed. Thank you. So thank you, President Biden.
You didn't see this before?
Holy moly.
He's like, OMG, man. I know you saw it, Joe, but folks, you got to watch it on the Rumble account. You got to watch it. Rumble.com/Bongino. Please, I don't need the extra clicks. I just need you to see it. He doesn't know what to do. He exits to his right, appears to not know if that's the exit, standing around looking, or the fact checkers, by the way, be all over this because they're ass-kissing sycophantic losers, desperate to cover for the most cognitively impaired human being to ever sit in the White House, who was dumb before the cognitive impairment got in, by the way, and a liar and corrupt. The guy's clearly trying to save him. The MC of the event. Oh, thank you, Mr. President. Joe, did you see what he was doing there? He's hinting, yeah. Get the hell off the stage. He's trying to tell, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Get the hell off the stage. Reminds me of the scene from Mean Girls with Gretchen and Regina George. You can't sit here. Remember? Only I quote Mean Girls. Movie's hilarious. You can't sit here. Just go off the, leave the stage. Folks, he doesn't know what to do because he doesn't remember what the staff told him to do. This happens all the time with this guy. Can you think of anything more dangerous than a commander-in-chief in a nuclear crisis right now? Oh, we're in a nuclear crisis? Liberals, have you read the news? Vladimir Putin's threatening nuclear war as a main artery of gas from Russia to Germany gets bombed, and he's threatening nuclear war. He's literally threatening nuclear war. You got a guy who doesn't even know what direction to leave off the stage. I got more of this coming up in a second. Let me get to my next sponsor. He doesn't even know who's dead or alive. It's really disturbing, man. Gets worse here. Folks, what if the farmers are right? What if food shortages are just around the corner? You ready? You have enough emergency food stockpiled just in case? If not, go to preparewithdan.com. You'll save 20% on a 3-month emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. I just did this again. This is not a joke. These people who laugh at preparedness, folks, they're going to be the ones crying if stuff breaks bad, folks. Get these emergency food kits today. There's nothing crazy or weird about preparing yourself. It's the smart thing to do. This amazing emergency food kit gives you breakfast, lunches, dinners, drinks, and snacks, providing over 2,000 calories a day for 3 solid months. It's specially packaged, the food, to stay fresh for up to 25 years. So if the day ever comes you need the food, it'll be there for you. Listen, it's better to have it and not need it than to need it and not have it. Do not take the chance. While everyone else is sitting in government food lines, you and your family will be eating well. You'll be protected. Act now and get a 20% discount per kit. Get a kit for every person in your family. Personally, folks, I believe you should have multiple kits. You should have 6 months of food to supply for your family. You're always going to have people coming over, too, when stuff breaks bad. Get more than you think you need. Go to preparewithdan.com today and save 20%. The kits ship fast and free. They're in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to preparewithdan.com. That's preparewithdan.com. Save big on the emergency food you are going to need. That's preparewithdan.com. Preparewithdan.com. Please. Go today. Don't wait. Here's what I mean from the Biden bewilderment category again. He gave a speech yesterday about this food security program, talking about, you know, how they're trying to get people the food they need. And he wanted to give a shout out to a Republican lawmaker, Jackie Walorski. So he did that at the event, and he was looking for her and he couldn't find her. So this happened.
And I want to thank all of you here, for including bipartisan elected officials like Representative Governor, Senator Braun, Senator Booker, Representative Jackie, are you here? Where's Jackie? I didn't think she was going to be here to help make.
Not funny. Folks, Jackie Walorski died in a car crash in August. It's not funny. I mean, it's really not. This is the commander-in-chief of the United States giving a public speech. Anyone around the world can see, including nuclear-powered Russia, that has already threatened to use nuclear weapons. Actually threatened. Search. I'd put the headline, you've already seen them. Putin is threatening a nuclear war. We have a pipeline being taken out, which is his major conduit for his gas. either by him, by us, or by some other party to this war going on right now. And we've got a commander in chief asking, where's Jackie? Not here. She died tragically. Now, for the sake of the country, it would benefit Karine Jean-Pierre, easily the worst White House press secretary we have ever seen. I mean, just completely incompetent at this job. She is. They all lie, Republican press secretaries, Democrat press secretaries. I'm not giving anyone a free pass. Sadly, lying is part of the business. You're up there at the podium to cover for the White House. I wish it weren't. We don't live in utopia. That's the way it is. The problem with Karine Jean-Pierre is she is so not skilled at lying, and the rest of the world is watching this, that she gave possibly her dumbest answer yet when questioned about President Biden looking for a representative who's dead. She should have just, I don't know how to wordsmith this, but gosh, give us Jen Psaki back. The international audiences are watching this. At least she would have lied better. Listen to this humiliating disaster as Karine Jean-Pierre says, oh, no. Basically implying that Biden knew she was dead and it was just that she was top of mind. Really top of mind? Then why was he literally looking for her? Where's Jackie? Check this out.
So the president was, as you all know, you guys were watching today's event, a very important event on food insecurity. The president was naming the congressional champions on this issue and was acknowledging her incredible work. He had already planned to welcome the congresswoman's family to the White House on Friday. There will be a bill signing in her honor this coming Friday. So, of course, she was on his mind. She was of top of mind for the president. He looks forward to discussing her remarkable legacy of public service with them when he sees her family this coming Friday.
He said, Jackie, are you here? Where's Jackie? She must not be here.
No, I totally understand. I just explained she was on top of mind. This wasn't what we were able to witness today and what the president was able to lift up.
Thanks for fading that out at the end. I see. I catch. That was good.
Because
she goes, it's just the same thing. So you see, I'm starting to catch on to this stuff. Folks, I know you know, obviously we hate Biden's politics and what he's doing to the country, but this is serious. When it comes to global nuclear war and potential world wars breaking out, we can vote these guys. We just can't have this. We can vote them out, but we cannot, I'm not suggesting anybody's doing it. We can't root for that. It's insane. I'm not suggesting anybody is. Karine Jean-Pierre, you're not my friend, but you still represent the United States. You need to either resign or figure something. You can't do this. The whole global audience is watching you just humiliate yourself. I don't know how to cover for this guy. I don't know what I would have said. A lot of you, well, what would you have said? Honestly, I have no idea. The guy clearly thought Jackie Walorski was alive. He's looking for her in the room. She's dead. It was a huge media story. The guy never knows where he's going. He's clearly cognitively impaired. You better figure it out. Or please find a new job or bring Peppermint back. I don't know what to tell you. You're going to walk us right into a world war. You don't think Xi Jinping in October is going to be, air quotes, Joe, elected. You know, Chinese Communist Party elections, how they work, right? Elections with a wink and a nod. He is going to be the leader for life. After that happens, you can expect Joe, please flag it. 9:37 Thursday, September 29th. Flag this.
Flag it.
Thank you.
Yep.
There will be another North Korea nuclear test after that. And tensions with Taiwan are going to get thermonuclear. You watch. After Xi Jinping is comfortably in office for the rest of his life. We cannot have this for two more years. You understand this guy's cognitive condition is going to degenerate in a geometric manner at this point? The healthiest Biden's brain has ever been was yesterday. That's scary. Okay, let me get to my last sponsor. And then This is a story that it's not just, I don't even know how to describe. I read this yesterday in the Wall Street Journal. Man, I'm having a tough time summing this up. Let me just say it. It pissed me off like you wouldn't believe. Because again, it's not that these people lie. Every politician lies. It's that they lie so blatantly, so often, and so openly. And then they take credit for things they screwed you over with. Like, oh my gosh, inflation was 8.3. Man, it was 9.1 last month. Victory lap. This story's even worse. If you're a senior on Medicare, or if you're any human being interested about how government screws you over, this story's for you. This thing really ticked me off yesterday. Get a lot more ahead. Stay tuned. Listen, I never really thought much about blinds in the house, but we got a lot of sun down here. My thing was, you know, open them up, close them at night, and forget about them, right? Hunter Douglas did all the blinds in my house. They are amazing. Amazing. You won't understand what window shades can actually do until you discover Hunter Douglas. Everything, even in this room, we have the automatic ones that go up and down. They're incredible. Hunter Douglas offers unique shade designs that diffuse sunlight, casting a beautiful glow across the room. Their energy-efficient shades provide superior insulation against heat and cold for year-round comfort, helping you save on utility bills, too. The best part is Hunter Douglas's PowerView automated shade technology. It's amazing. It lets you schedule your shades to automatically adjust to the perfect positions throughout the day. Now you can take advantage of a special rebate savings of $100 or more on some of Hunter Douglas's most popular styles. Make your house look incredible. Visit hunterdouglas.com/Bongino, B-O-N-G-I-N-O, today for details. That's hunterdouglas.com/Bongino. Check them out. hunterdouglas.com/Bongino. Offer ends on December 5th, 2022. Don't miss out. hunterdouglas.com/Bongino. So I read this yesterday, and again, it really ticked me off. I had heard the other day, Biden and his team, they were giving a speech and they were touting, oh, look at this, Medicare Part B premiums, kind of like an insurance premium you would pay to a private company, except you give it to the government, then flushes it down the toilet. They're like, this is the first time in a while premiums went down. And I read it and I'm, of course, Joe, what do I always, I'm always saying, okay, what's the scam? Yeah. Because there's absolutely no way that Team Biden that managed to somehow magically lower Medicare Part B premiums, right? Lower them while simultaneously engaging in big government spending plans and rationing. So I'm like, what's the scam here? So I had to search around. I found an article right there in the Wall Street Journal, made it super convenient. Biden's Alzheimer's lapse. You may be thinking, oh, this is about him on stage. No. This is not nothing to do with him and Alzheimer's. This is something different. Biden took credit for savings caused by not paying for a new drug. Here's the scam. So Biden said, this is him taking credit for lower premiums when he totally screwed you all over. And no one in the press is fact-checking any of this either, by the way. Biden continued, this morning we got even more good news about lowering costs. Health and Human Services announced that the premium for Part B will in fact decrease this upcoming year. Wow, that's great, folks. Adding that for years, the Part B fee has gone up. Now, for the first time in more than a decade, it's going to go down. Wow. What a good job. Joe Biden, Team Biden, finding a way to wring savings out of a federal government program for seniors. Amazing job. So, of course, immediately, Dan Bongino goes online talking about himself in the third person. Goes, what's the scam here? Because there's always a scam. Wall Street Journal notes, Biden wants Americans to believe that drug price controls are reducing premiums. Remember the drug price controls and the Inflation Reduction Act, which, by the way, are going to lead to rationing. But that's another story because the rationing has already started. But here's the real deal here. Biden's administration increased Part B premiums by 14.5% this year. 14.5%. They blame the increase in premiums, so you have to pay more, seniors, on high demand for this Alzheimer's drug called Aduhelm, which the FDA approved last summer. You track it here? This is not just a story for seniors, Medicare, people with Alzheimer's. It's a story about the media and the government lying to you to bolt you all the time. Look, we cut your premiums. They raised them 14.5%. to pay for a drug called Aduhelm, which the Inflation Reduction Act and other price control mechanisms and government bureaucracies, by the way, have now stopped large numbers of seniors from getting for their Alzheimer's. Wait, I'm paying 14.5% more for a drug the majority of seniors won't have access to through Medicare? Yes, 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 you are. As a result, they go on, seniors by and large haven't been able to take advantage of Aduhelm. I thought you paid for it. And have therefore overpaid for Medicare Part B premiums this year. The greatest double barrel ever. Unbelievable. HHS is now doing a correction and reducing premiums by 3%. Joe, isn't that nice? 14.5% hike, 3% drop, and you get no drugs. Sounds like a deal. But the standard monthly Medicare premium next year will still be $16 higher than in 2021. Key, am I doing too much in the story? Is this we're getting there? We're crossing the red line of Key. Sorry, Key. Sorry. I can't get over this story, dude. I can't get over this. Biden takes credit for a drop in Medicare premiums. Nobody fact checks him. Turns out they hiked your premiums by double digits, lowered them by only 3% to pay for a drug for Alzheimer's seniors want that you now can't get. And nobody in the media, you got seniors out there like, yeah, look at liberal ones, not you. Yes, Biden decreasing premiums. Yeah. All right, he's getting pissed. Moving on. I just can't get over that. It's the greatest story ever. Folks, the lies, they continue. Even in the midst, I should say, of an unimaginable tragedy. Just pivoting here for a moment, this Washington Examiner story I told you about this morning. It's not confirmed, so the Governor DeSantis can't confirm this, and I'm not going to confirm it yet either because I've got folks over there on the ground, and they're not confirming this, but Florida Sheriff in Lee County said fatalities are in the hundreds after the monster storm. Now, I'm not saying it's not true. I'm just saying I can't confirm it, but it is out there. It's making its way around the media. It's certainly possible. Folks, people on the West Coast got slammed. Now, you think this would be a time for a sober, somber media to get us the facts out there. Of course it's not. The media will take any opportunity to pivot a narrative and frame it, just like they frame Biden as a Medicare cost cutter, right? They frame that story that way, even though it's inaccurate. So there's no evidence whatsoever that climate change has anything to do with the frequency of storms. There's no evidence at all of that. None. None. Yet here's Axios, far left radical site. I joined their email list to always see what they're talking about, like Politico. This is far left site, just like Politico. Here's AR in the AM. Keep in mind, we're still trying to confirm hundreds of fatalities. And Axios notes that between the lines that the trends seen in the past several years point to human-caused climate change. They don't do that. You're just making that up. This is radical leftist Mike Allen's Axios. This is what they do. People are dying. There are reports from this Lee County Sheriff, potentially hundreds of people die. May or may not be true. Either way, it is a mammoth-sized tragedy for Southwest and Northeast Florida, soon to be today. They don't care. How can we leverage this for politics at Axios? Let's say it's climate change. Joe Bastardi, who is a source of common sense on Twitter and elsewhere, who actually understands meteorology and weather and climate and the difference. He'll be on my radio show later as a guest, by the way. He notes, well, what do we get from the left? Climate change gibberish based on non-facts. Here's an example. Right here in South Florida, where I live, this is the sixth major hurricane in 57 years. Versus 16 in the previous 50. Wait, can we read? I thought Mike Allen just said it was climate change. There's more hurricanes and more devastating. And that's kind of weird because this is the sixth one in 57 years versus 16 in the previous 50. So strange how we can say something and back it up with facts and the left can say some bull and back it up with nothing but an email list. Here's another tweet producer Jim sent over. and has some more data. And you gives you, this is Chris March, WX on social media, on Twitter. He says, as a simple fact check, he went to NOAA's database and tabulated all 15 hurricanes to landfall in Florida as a Cat 4 or 5. In the sample, 10 occurred at or before 1960, five of which made landfall between 1945 and 1950. Those saying it's the new norm are full of crap. There's a chart, folks, right there for you to read. Hurricanes in Southwest Florida. It's a new normal. Joe, this is a stunner. A hurricane landed in Florida during hurricane season?
Imagine that.
It's a real shocker. Imagine that happening. These people, folks, are idiots. You can go to the website yourself. NOAA, they're just making this up. This isn't the new normal. It's less normal than the old new normal. This is great, by the way. I'd love you to take a look at this. I'm loving this new trend, by the way, of Don Lemon, or as Tucker calls him, Don Lemon, getting absolutely destroyed on his own program. It's just glorious to watch. It happened again. Here's Don Lemon on his own program. He has this weather official on, giving a briefing on the storm. And of course, Don Lemon, just like Axios, and just like Joy Behar, I'm going to get to Joy Behar in a second. I'll end with that. I'm sorry. I want to go to Don Lemon first. Here's Don Lemon trying to make a climate change narrative over this, despite the fact that bodies haven't even been pulled out of the water yet, because that's who Don Lemon is. Check this out.
You said you want to talk about climate change, but what effect does climate change have on this phenomenon that is happening now? Because it seems these storms are intensifying. That's the question
here. I don't think you can link climate change to any one event. Okay. On the whole, on the cumulative, climate change may be making storms worse, but to link it to any one event, I would caution against them.
Okay. Well, listen, I grew up there, and these storms are intensifying. Something is causing them to intensify.
Oh, don't worry. He's an expert. He grew up here.
Yeah.
Joe, he grew up here. I live here now, yeah. Don. I can see why your show is not hacking it, Don. Guy brought up a great point, too. He's like, if you actually looked at the data, which don't expect Don Lemon, he's incapable of actually analyzing data. Believe me, the man is not. Just ask people who know him. He's really not that bright. You would actually come to the opposite conclusion. That there are fewer storms, that your so-called climate change is leading to fewer storms, because that's what the data says. Now, no one's making that correlation because we're not idiots like Don Lemon. Here's Joy Behar, of course, who is disgusting as ever. Joy Behar, remember, people, according to the sheriff, people may have died in the hundreds. We'll see. There's no question the tragedy scale is off the charts. Again, it's affected my first cousin and my family at this point. It's horrifying to listen to what she's going through. But here's Joy Behar, who sees an opportunity again to attack Ron DeSantis and make it about climate change because she's Joy Behar. You expect no different. Check this out.
This is the quote from Governor DeSantis about climate change. Quote, I am not in the pews of the church of the global warming leftists. This is what he thinks about climate change. And now his state is getting hit with one of the worst hurricanes
that they will ever
see.
You deserve it. I mean, you Floridians... deplorable smellies. You deserve it. You got DeSantis in charge. You deserve it. Folks, it's just disgusting, man. The filth that comes out of their mouths is just really gross. Let me just wrap up quick with this one story. Inflation being a double shot of awful, something I've warned you about repeatedly. Again, I don't want you to think you're ever wasting your time here. I take this show very seriously. I did a Locals post this morning, if you're interested, by the way. You can download the Locals app, common spelling, L-O-C-A-L-S. I'm at D. Bongino. What's that? Oh, yeah. Locals. By the way, if you go to Locals, good point, Guy, you can submit there questions for tomorrow's show. I already put the post up. It's on Locals. It's for everyone, not just subscribers. It says questions for tomorrow's podcast. Also on True Social, I have a questions post already up. So submit questions for tomorrow's show. But I have a post up this morning for subscribers only over there. It's me in the dark here. Shows you how I get ready for my show. I love it. So you can check that out. But one of the things I was talking about this morning during the show prep, and one of the things I don't want you to think you're wasting your time about, is I put a lot of work into this. I get up early, about 5 o'clock. We don't start recording till 9. So I don't want to mess with you here. I'm not going to waste your time. And I've warned you repeatedly that inflation is a problem, not just because your money buys less, but because you're not going to be able to access items you could access in the past, big ticket items that you may buy on a loan, appliances, cars, homes. Because why? You're buying them on a monthly payment. If interest rates go up, the monthly payment's more expensive. Here's a great piece in the newsletter today. Interest rate hikes may bite Biden. Higher interest rates will make payments on credit cards, car loans, and mortgages more expensive. hitting consumers where it hurts on core parts of the family budget, right as voters make up their mind in competitive races and head to the polls in November. I told you. As if on cue, Daily Mail story, soaring mortgages begins to bite. Couple warn they may be forced to sell if rates hit 7%, as real estate agents reveal owners who can't afford a rise want to get out now and are already listing their homes. Calculators show how much your repayments will go up. This is a story largely about UK mortgages. It's going to be here next. If you're paying something on a monthly payment, every single tick up of interest rates means more for your monthly payment, less in your wallet. Not wasting your time here, folks. I promise you. All right. Thanks for tuning in again. Submit those questions for tomorrow's show. And please, if I may, please subscribe to my podcast, rumble.com/Bongino. We added another 10,000 subs in 24 hours there. And please subscribe on Apple and Spotify too. Helps us move up the charts. It's all free. Thanks a lot. See you in the radio show later.
You just heard Dan Bongino.